These have tons of trouble.
Mm-hmm. What about one where you get blisters inside your throat?
That would have to be tantra.
What about dip?
This is,
Dip.
Dipsy.
Huh?
I don't know. Dip theory. Dip theory, something like that. Yeah.
What's the disease where your skin and eyeballs turn yellow?
Yellow jadis or something like that.
What about when you have a pain down here and have to have an operation? You call that?
Pain in your stomach?
Or your appendix. You call that?
Oh yes, you have. They say you have appendix, yeah. I have a pain there sometimes. Sometimes it'd be pretty bad, then again it goes and comes out.
What do you call the disease you get where they have to operate?
Some of it you call cancer, some of it call, you know.
Say if someone.
Some of it's a cancer.
Mm-hmm. If your neighbor has gotten some exciting news and as soon as she got the news she came over here and told you, you'd say she hurried right over.
And psychic news, just ordinary, just...
Yeah, some news that she wanted...
Me to know.
Uh-huh, so she came over...
And told me about it.
Or if someone asked you, why did she come over here? You said she came over...
Just to let them know what happened, I guess.
And if someone ate something that didn't agree with them, and it came back up, you say he had to...
Made him sick in his stomach.
And he had to...
Throw up.
Any nicer ways of saying throw up?
Some say hee hee, but I think that's don't look as nice as we would just say throw up. But either one of them the same thing.
Mm-hmm. If the child's misbehaving, you tell them, if you do that again, I'm gonna do what?
Oh, you have to tell them so many different times. I'm gonna whoop you. I'm going to whoop you. Just study hard. I'm going to whoop you.
Do you ever say I'm going to go and whip you or take and whip you?
More or less say, I'm going to whoop you if you do that again. More and some of them say, don't let me catch you. You better not let me catch you doing that. A child got much sense of you as if he's 2-3 years old. He ain't gonna never let you see him do nothing, but this soon he gets your back turned, he ain't gonna do what he wanna do. You ain't doing no good telling him he better not let him catch you, but he ain't gonna let you catch him, no. He dead easy if you can catch him.
If a boy kept on going over to the same girl's house like he was seriously interested in her, you'd say he was doing what?
Let's say he liked that girl, because he'd go see her.
Did you say he's courting her, or going with her, or how would...
Well, that's a thing you just can't tell. When they out, you don't know what happened. Just say he goes to see her. That's what I just say. He goes to see her, but you don't... He go out, take her out. You ain't no way around. You can just say what you want to say about it. Just say, yeah, he's a nice boy, nice girl. He just walk out, come back, and that's all we can say.
He would be called her...
Her boyfriend.
And she'd be his...
Girlfriend.
And if a boy came home with lipstick on his collar, his little brother would say he had been doing what?
I don't know.